right, so we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. We'll start with our introductions. Introduction of officers. My name is Brian. I'm the chair currently. We're going to vote on that again tonight.
Jared Marcus, parent and co-chair.
Jessica Guy, parent and secretary.
All right, we'll go around the table and do introductions as well.
I'm Dana Tatum. I'm a campus nurse at Clambritis. I don't have any kids in the school district currently.
I'm Billy Shiflett. I'm the campus nurse at Hannah Springs. I have a senior, two middle schoolers, and a Clambritis kiddo.
I'm Leslie Anderson. I'm the campus nurse at Taylor Creek Elementary, and my baby just graduated last year.
I'm Taylor. I'm the school health secretary, and I have a Clambritis baby.
Krista Ellis, director of school health. I have a middle schooler and a kid at Klein.
Wes Graham, assistant superintendent.
Brittany Kite, I'm a nurse at the middle school, and I have two at Hannah Springs.
I'm Carissa Brown. I am a counselor at Hannah, and I have two at the middle school.
I'm Taylor Intrell. I'm the director of nutrition services.
I'm Pastor Gia Sanchez.
I'm Stephanie Russo. I'm a parent. I have an eighth grader, and I'm a dietitian.
Be next, Dr. Hayes.
Eighth grader and tenth grader now.
Morris, school board.
Hey, I'm Brian Cahill,
parent. All right. So we've got the meeting minutes from the last time. I'm going to go through those, and has everybody had a chance to look at it? I'd get a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
And a second?
A second.
Okay.
Everybody fine?
All opposed? Anybody opposed?
Anybody opposed?
All right. Motion carries. Okay. And Krista.
You presented the Shack report to the school board in June. How'd that go?
It went good. They were interested in the energy drink ban, and it was a good presentation. I was nervous, but yeah, they didn't have any concerns for us or anything. It went good.
Okay. On that note, we did do the energy drink ban. It has been successful. So far, we do know that they are pouring them into styrofoam cups and they're going to Mojo's, but we have had a decrease in visits across the board. We did speak with Wall Street News article. They're doing an interview on us about it in several other districts, and we spoke to KWTX as well. About enforcement and how we're handling that going forward. But we've had a dramatic decline in visits, which has been awesome. So continuing and hoping that that goes well. We did do our AED pad, cert drills, Project Adam Renewal, fire marshals inspected us and everything passed. We are renewed for another year with Project Adam, so we are Heart Safe Schools again. We just got our banners from last year. We will get new stickers for the banners for renewing for all the campuses. We renewed all our standing orders with Dr. Hay for unassigned narco, albuterol, and epinephrine. So those are all in order and our AED policy. DSHS presented a new student registration. I had 21... About 21 were given at one of them, and at the middle school we did 30 something at the middle school.
Unfortunately, I think the high school had a decline this year.
Yeah, we had a dramatic change because the year before it was like 50 at the new student registration, and this year it was 21. We've had a astronomical climb in affidavit waivers, so I think that's why we lost some of our numbers. So. We're continuing to offer that again next year. And then we did a mental health first aid class July 28th for our staff. About 34 staff members attended that. And then we have four more projected to attend for the House Bill 3 requirement. That's all I got right now.
All right, and we'll go around to the campuses. We'll start with Dana.
Health topics covered in August that we've sent out lice identification and prevention information is going out to parents this week. Sorry, I feel like I'm talking about this in my back. So the teachers reviewed campus safety drills, like our lockdown and evacuation procedures for fire drills, whatnot. The hygiene letter was sent home with our fifth graders' students. It's just reminding parents to encourage children to change their clothes daily, wash with soap and water daily, apply deodorant, and then healthy lifestyle choices. I cover all of my health topics with educational bulletin boards, handouts, brochures, class discussions, presentations, and then of course our CATCH program that the district, the TEA requires us to have. September 11th, I have hand washing and germ prevention for all grades I'll be teaching. September 18th, we'll be doing our vision and hearing screenings. The Lions Club is gonna be on campus with the SPOT. My campus is small enough that I'm not mandated to screen for second and fourth graders, but I go ahead and do it because we get them done so quick with that SPOT machine. October 9th, we have scoliosis screening scheduled for fifth grade girls. I'll be doing that. October 19th, I have TxDOT coming out to do seatbelt and child passenger safety. They'll have a booth and checking for proper installation of car booster seats at our Fall Family Festival. October 16th, I have TxDOT coming out for the Buckle Bear program and child passenger safety for all grades. October 30th, of course, we have Officer Riza doing Halloween safety, firearm safety, stranger danger, drug abuse prevention, and that's to cover Red Ribbon Week and Fire Safety Week that week. I'm also working on getting the drug detention dog and a rollover machine for the Fire Safety Week and Red Ribbon Week, but I haven't had any progress there yet. Campus health stats, my immunizations are all up to date. I have one student on a catch-up schedule and one that has a 30-day provisional window of enrollment. I had a significant increase in my affidavits as well. To weigh the immunizations, I have 32 total on my campus right now. A lot of students, from what I understand, have had those immunizations, but the parents didn't have time to give the immunization records to me, so they just made it to themselves, put it on an affidavit, got it notarized. So I'm sure that some of those affidavits still are up to date on immunizations. I just don't have the records to prove it. Illness trends, lots of environmental allergies, and then the stomach virus has been crazy on campus. And then we've had several cases of strep throat that have been reported. No COVID cases, no flu cases reported as of yet, no major injuries, everybody knock on wood. Clinic visits, as of this morning, I had 76 total since the beginning of the school year, with 61 returning to class and 13 sent home. My busiest time in clinic is around on Mondays at 9, and then again between 12 and 1. I have the second lowest number of clinic visits in the district, so my campus rocks. My teachers really do make their best effort to keep students in class if possible. Headaches and stomach aches are the most frequent reason for clinic visits to my campus so far. Coach Roberts didn't have any, well, I don't, sorry.
No, you're good.
I didn't get back with you, so did you want to give a report on piggyback on Monday?
Yes, so this year on Mondays, we get to have power days, Mondays and Fridays. And Mondays we're doing a rotation. We got the nice padded mat for the stage, and we're doing floor work, so like abs, push-ups, sit-ups, all that stuff on the stage. And then they do a HIIT workout on the gym floor, and then they go outside and we're working on speed work, some type of running, and we cycle them through about 10 to 12 minutes. And the kids are really liking it. They're looking forward to it. If we have something else planned, they're like, what do you mean we don't get to do stations? So, they're liking that. And then Fun Friday, we get to have the kids outside if the weather permits, and we're moving and we're playing games pertaining to what we're learning in PE. This year we are going to, I got the email about the Walk Across Texas, and we are going to implement that at Climinus. And I also would like to do kids teaching kids. I found out about that when I went to my training last year, and it's free to the parents, and it's teaching kids to come home and make healthy snacks after school, and it's being taught by high school culinary kids. So like, I'm also going to partner with a culinary teacher at the high school to let her know that she can send videos in or recipes and kind of get them involved as well. So we're still working on that.
And for staff, you have a staff gym setup station on your stage.
Yes, so the gym is set up and they can come and pull, you know, I just put the different equipment we have up there, and they can either follow along the different stations, or they can make their own workout. We've got dumbbells, weighted medicine balls, a bench, we got a treadmill, and so there's several different things they can use.
Nice.
Ms. Clark, our counselor, didn't have anything to report. For miscellaneous, August 11th, our start drill was completed in 1:35, and our campus is officially a heart-safe school. I only have one concern that was brought up to me that they requested that I mention. A parent was curious to know if there was any mental health options available to staff, similar to TChat. And they're also concerned about the mental health resources in the community. Feels like they're outdated and wanted to know if there was anybody was aware of any new resources or availability to people that need.
Karen would have been the one. She stepped out. There is some. Karen, we'll ask Karen when she comes back.
Yeah, that's all I have.
All right. Really?
Okay. So for Hannah Springs, my office visits at 3:30 today was 114 total students seen, was 86 with only 8 sent homes. My illness trends include the same GI bug. I have had, however, a few cases of strep and the flu. I have 4 Texas school transfer provisionals and 1 catch-up kiddos. I also had a huge intake of affidavits. I am up to 44 on campus. My vision and hearing screening, I'm pending it to be in October. Marathon Kids is gonna start on September 15th. And then my health topic of the month flyer was sent to the classroom teachers to briefly go over it. For August, I did it's Children's Eye Health Month. And then my cert drill was on August 5th. And I think I was 2:09 to first shock.
Your campus also is doing drug awareness education for Red Ribbon Week.
So what you're going to do, I actually called our safety block and it includes Red Ribbon Week topics and fire safety and stuff. So I asked Nurse Krista to come and teach kids about the drug safety and specific things along those lines so that kids could have an understanding. So we also have the fire department coming out and several different other people to come and teach just general safety things for kids. So I think they said they got the helicopter coming in for other things, so that'll be good. We have Play It Safe scheduled for September 16th for child abuse prevention training for the kids, but we also have them coming to train our teachers a little bit more specifically about child abuse, things to look for, and then reporting. I will be sending out probably the next week an opt-in for all of our students, 3rd through 5th, to be able to participate in the bullying survey that the district sends out, along with a couple other things that we do through the year as far as getting information from kids on what they're seeing and doing every throughout the year. So that way we can get that marked off, and then the bullying survey will be in October for bullying prevention. So.
Okay.
For Taylor Creek, I've had 81 office visits. I've sent 6 home. I have 39 affidavits on file, 5 kids on a catch-up schedule, and 14 30-day provisionals. We did our cert drill on August 6th. Time to first shock was 1:43. My counselors and coaches don't have anything to report. I'm also going to be shooting for early October for vision and hearing, but don't have an exact date yet. And that's pretty much it. Not a whole lot happening at my school.
Don't jinx it.
Yeah. Please don't. Not yet.
Brittany?
So as of 8 a.m. today, I have seen 63 students for a total of 71 clinic visits. Out of the 71, 62 resulted in the students going back to class. The most frequent reason for clinic visits is the girls requesting for feminine products. My busiest times are Tuesdays and Mondays between 10 and 12, and I have the 3rd lowest number of clinic visits right now. Immunizations are caught up except for one that's on a catch-up schedule, and I have 58 affidavits on file. I sent out flyers to primetime teachers last Tuesday because the Cody Foundation is going to come back. These all went home to students so parents could sign up for the EKGs if they want to. And so far, my clinic trends is just nausea, congestion, headaches.
She had two AKGs that we reported last year from Cody Foundation. One was staff member who went and saw a cardiologist, resulted that it was aging and that they are to follow up every year. And then our student was cleared by two cardiologists. So we had good outcomes from that EKG clinic. I am Audrey for high school. Audrey's out today. She has two that are on a 30-day provisional status, two that are on catch-up schedule. She actually has another one that will be on catch-up as well that just enrolled today. As of 8/24, when she ran her report, she had 139 visits. Most common is feminine products and headaches. She has a new bulletin board that indicates energy drink info that we created and put up, so the students have educational information in the clinic. And then we are going to be sending out the energy drink and caffeine impacts to academic periods for them to show on, and for them to show on the TVs at lunchtime. She's planning for fentanyl information to be planned for October, and then Cody Foundation as well, September 29th. How we know about, just to share really quick, about the new data that we're giving about who's kind of the lowest visits and who isn't, we have a new software this year that's called eNurse that gives us the frequency of frequent flyers and how often they're visiting, how many visits they've had since school started, as well as teachers that are sending repeats, so we can check in with them if they're sending stuff that's manageable in class, as well as those high trends in the clinic when we're seeing the most frequent visits. And then illness trends, so we can track and say, hey, we need to probably deep clean this area because of it. It is a new software that we're trying out this year that was just rolled out, originally used in Georgetown. So we are to give feedback and develop it with Georgetown ISD. So there's 25 schools on the server right now, and kind of grow it with them to have better information, but also keep the information for our students hidden to protect them from FERPA violations, so that everyone doesn't know who's seeing our clinic. So now we have more precise data.
Do you know how many affidavits she has on at the high school?
She did not tell me.
Okay. 173 with just that.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Wow. That is surprising. Okay. Ms. Earnshaw?
Welcome.
So welcome aboard. So I'm really just spending time diving in, getting my feet wet, learning the Skyward, and have some growing pains there, pulling reports and all that good stuff. Staffing wise, we're four short, so working with those growing pains, have a brand new manager at Hannah Springs Elementary, so we're trying to learn together and grow, so we're doing our best that we can right now. As of right now,
thank you. Welcome.
All right, Karen, and there was a topic for a question for you as well.
Dana, do you want to ask Karen real quick before she presents?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
where is she?
I'm sorry, I went out to get my phone stuck. He disappeared.
No, I had a parent, staff member and parent concerned that were there any resources in town that were available for mental health? Because she said that, you know, people are having a hard time getting in 3 months, 6 months out. And she felt like what she's aware of in town, like what we have built in town is outdated. And she wondered if anybody here knew of any new resources that
would they use telemedicine to, or no? Or did they want in person?
I didn't ask her that. She was just wondering if it, within the community, I guess, if we had resources for.
She did ask about like T-Chat for staff, but T-Chat only offers children's services. And Goodside used to, our Goodside service that we offered, but we were recently informed by Goodside that they're looking at their program and maybe discontinuing it. So we're losing our clinic program in the clinics where we could swab them because and offer telehealth visits and Goodside mental health, all of that. We're probably losing that one.
Anyway, we have like curriculum like for wellness and resiliency, which can all tie in with mental health topics. hearing those things will help me to ask her the right questions and find out what else she can teach or share in regards to those topics. So if you have a specific focus on with that question, let me know.
Okay, I'll ask her. Get more information from her. Did you?
Yeah, I was just saying, I mean, I might have some something for telemedicine.
Okay.
Or some counselors.
I'll share my email with her.
Okay, and your update as well.
Okay, so we have our 4-H kickoff coming up September 14th on Monday at 6 p.m. at the Show Barn. If any kids are interested in 4-H, they can join kindergarten, first and second, and that's $10 for them, and then it's $20 for third through 12th grade. And that's through the end of October at that fee, and then it goes up a little bit if they can enroll any time, but it goes up after the end of October. And we're having, I just scheduled today with Central County Services, has a program that's by the LOST team, and they go out and tell families if they've had any kind of, they help them go through the situation if they've had a suicide in their family. So keep that in mind if you know anything that we can get that team to help the families. But this particular thing that I scheduled today is going to be October the 20th, and it's called ASK, and it's a suicide awareness program. And it's going to be open to the public, but we're going to also really focus on the police, fire, and other groups. So it'll be in the evening, so it'll be open, hopefully, that anybody that wants to attend, and it is free. October 20th on a Tuesday at 6:30. And I'm also doing my kickoff at the same time, and my information night at the same time as the kickoff on my foods and nutrition is the first project that I'll be focusing on this year. And he's really working on with families that are getting animals and showing animals at the
Are you doing the gardens again this year on campus at all, or any of the campuses?
No, but I will if we get it going.
Do you have flyers for those?
No, it's more one-on-one to see when we want to get it going. So we wanted it more like fall or spring, and what your situation is in regards to where a garden might be.
What about the other programs you mentioned? The ask.
Not yet, I'm getting that. You should send me that tomorrow.
Share those with me, I can advertise them.
Yes, I will.
All right, and then before we open it up for parent questions, we do have to redo our board position, vote on those as well. So
are there any new parents that would like to join and be part of the board? Everyone want to stay where you are? You will?
If you,
hey.
If you need help, I'll volunteer.
Sure. I'll get your name later in your stuff. Okay. And then all of y'all would like to stay the same?
Fine.
Okay. Do you want to join? I know your wife's part of the board.
Is she?
Mm-hmm. Do you want to join too? I'm trying to recruit real hard right now.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I submitted my application. So,
cool.
Yeah.
I'll take you on the board then too, because we have to have so many on the actual board.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Because we're not allowed to be on the board anymore per new law. So, okay.
See, Brian, you can't escape me.
Nope. Sorry. Come on back. I'm ready.
Work. I got you here.
Come on back.
Okay.
You can be my boss here.
Yeah, because all you do is write our orders and stuff. Well,
okay.
Throw you on there too.
Yeah.
Like right.
That works for me. Okay.
Put me down.
Okay. I'll get all your names so I can put it, because I have to submit it to the actual our board for the school district for them to approve. Any votes for nay? For keeping the same board, adding parents into the board?
No, okay. The more the merrier.
There we go.
All right, so that motion carries. We'll keep our same spots for another year, and then next year we have to trade out.
Yes.
2-year limit on them. All right, we'll open up for parent questions.
Suggestions, recommendations? Anything from the...
I'll just say, last year I asked for more updates like safety and things like that, and I've been seeing like the nurse newsletter, so I'm thankful for that. I think that's just great communication.
We have a Facebook page now too.
I saw that.
So we are trying. We are trying to get the word out. If you ever have a topic you think we need to address, I'm 100% for feedback. We're trying to like hit the obviously monthly themes with it too. And then to share what we know is going on or what we know can help the community. Next newsletter, because we know Hearing and Vision is going to come out, we're going to announce that Lions Club will cover free eye exams if they are uninsured or unfunded or low funded. They just have to talk to one of the campus nurses so that we can make sure that they can go to Lampasas Eye Care and get seen for no cost. So.
All right. Anything else from parents?
So I saw a lot of discussion, some good, some bad, on the various social media pages about the energy drink ban. Is there a concurrent ban for athletic supplements that the board has in place? I can't find anything in the parent or school code of conduct, and I contacted UIL, and their director got back to me. There is no UIL policy per se. They refer you to Texas Education Code 38.011, which talks about supplements. But does Lampasas ISD have a policy that precludes either active or passive encouragement of any kind of supplement, creatines, things like that?
I am not aware of a policy on that.
Yeah.
It might be something that we need to talk to Rasco further about, of developing a true policy.
Yeah.
I know that it's going to have to meet TA guidelines and go through TASB. Is that the right? Am I saying the right policy program? Because I'm still learning them.
It's not a today problem, but I just.
It is something, yes.
I'm a big fan of this energy drink policy. I mean, I think kids should be drinking water.
Yeah.
They
don't agree with us.
No, and that's fine. Well, they don't get to do a lot of things.
Yes.
So that's okay.
Yes.
I'm a big
cardiac
fan.
Cardiac anxiety, everything.
That this body recommended that.
Mm-hmm.
I hope the process iterates over time with some more definitions. Because while it's not a problem now, the first time a assistant principal has to execute a disciplinary action, I think you're going to get a very different response from either the student or the parent. So
it is in their student handbook that they can't have them, and it's kind of vaguely put, but
yeah.
I do know that it's going to be established further.
Sure.
I will say National Association of School Nurses is working on it too, with also TSNA and legislation, and it is a legislative year right now.
Yeah.
So it could come out from them before us. But I do know that that is something that Rasco and I had talked about in looking at that, because of the concern of pre-workout consumption and caffeine and then coffee. Like, how broad are we going?
Yeah.
And so, my main concern at that time, because I've not heard anything of the pre-workout till social media brought it to my eyes, was the cans, because that's what we were seeing them overconsume presently in front of us. And then your wife brought up packets, and I was like, oh, I didn't even think about packets because I don't consume packet caffeine, the little ones you pour in the water. So yes, it is evolving. My plan is to continue to evolve it, but obviously we don't want to culture shock these children right away, or parents either, who are not, they're very pro parent right now. And so you have to kind of build it and develop, but yes, I agree. And it's something that Rasco and us can look at further to see if we can match with TEA's wording and all of that from there.
Yeah, no, that's great. Strictly speaking, there's no such thing as an energy drink. That's the challenge. That's what I'm saying. I hope this iterates.
Yes.
So when you look at federal law, you look at a variety of FDA requirements, and then even any element of Texas code doesn't define an energy drink, but it's a lot of the supplements and caffeine content
is
what it looks at. And then, are there soda machines in the schools where students have access?
I've never seen them.
At the high school, there is one, but I saw it at registration, and I think it only has like diet drinks and like water and stuff like that.
Cool, okay. Right.
They do have to meet a certain USDA guideline from a couple years ago, because technically there's also, I wish I knew the number to it. There is a TEA guideline that said that we can only give certain snacks that meet the nutritional value during this period, and then you have to wait 30 minutes after school to give it. Because I was trying to throw that into my policy and use it as a justification too, but I was like, then
so
it gets muddled.
That's
under TEA.
That's under TEA. Realm of it has to be smart snack guidelines.
Yeah.
There's no restriction on caffeine. It's calories, it's sugar.
it's that sodium.
It gets really weird in that area, because I was like, well, technically, like, they shouldn't be consuming that because it's over the sugar consumption, and I was trying, but I was like, then you get muddy water.
Yeah. Sodas are able to, like, slide under that because they don't have any calorie content.
Yeah, that makes sense. Some of the discussion, and even some of the people I've been talking to, it's like, well, they sell sodas at the schools, and I said, well, my experience is with elementary schools, and they can't do that.
Correct.
That's great to hear. No, I'd like to be part of that.
It
ultimately comes down to, and working with Mr. Leland, he knows, like, any policy that any government organization writes is only as strong as its enforcement mechanism. So if there's no true key to it. It's great to hear. Thank you.
But yeah, we're working on it. I'm not giving it up. Trust me, if you ask my team how passionate I was about the energy drink and really pushing it, that I am very passionate that kids don't need this and the cardiovascular impacts, you would understand that I'm not letting it go, and I've been pretty persistent, and I've stayed on top of the principles too since it's been, and I'm like, I hope you're still enforcing this, and I hear you, and we'll see what we can do from here. Like I said, we're one of the first, I think, five now in Texas. McGregor was one, Gatewater is another one that enforced it. And a couple other districts are looking at it. Dibble, enforced it as well. And theirs is pretty vague too, because we've all been talking in the nursing realm. So
great.
We're working on it. I'll keep you posted though.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, the legislation.
Legislation. I'm hoping. Yeah. My fingers are crossed.
All right. Well, that concludes our meeting. We'll do a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
And a second.
A second.
Right. All opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned.
Yeah.